How the hell did I get here? It's time for Devil's Business.
Dude, where's my car?
Voice Bukkake!
Oh, not again.
Welcome to the show that covers the sex, drugs, and rock and roll live to the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolling. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick Alcoholic, Aaron Sofine, and Zach, AKT. What's up, guys?
Fuck you.
What's up?
Two so negative.
This is the blackout episode, and we brought in a special guest. We have Kyle the Red Viking, or Kyle the Red, depending on what you call him.
Yeah.
Fucking legend.
Kyle!
I kind of wanted to call him Mr. Strip Club, but that just seemed too on the nose. So
it's too perfect.
Yeah. Before we get on the show, let's go to our sponsor, MyFavoriteSin.com. Nick, tell me the promos of the week.
Okay, we got a big event coming up, guys. It's actually our 7-year anniversary of promoting nightclubs in Atlanta. So Friday,
that's amazing.
Isn't it there, Aaron?
It is amazing.
We came so far.
I can't believe they allowed us to stay here.
I know, after everything that we've been through and done.
God bless them.
We love you guys. Okay, Friday, May 2nd, My Favorite Sin 7-year anniversary party at Cosmo Lava. We're actually giving away gift bags for the ladies coming out, and we also have a big giveaway for the for Seven Deadly Studios photo shoot. You're going be a part of that, Aaron. That's going to be great. And then moving on.
Did Aaron just find out he's going to be part of them?
We talked. We've got Ladies Night coming back again at Czar Bar. That's going to be Tuesday, April 22nd with our buddy DJ Madflip. We've been doing a lot of stuff there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, every Thursday, 19 years, the best Thursday in Atlanta. Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove. Yeah, I feel you too.
It's a good time.
It is. Go to the website, sign up for that guest list. This Friday, you know, we do Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmo Lava. Guest list is good until midnight. Come by. We'll get your first round. We have a lot of fun there. It's the fastest growing party on Friday nights in Atlanta.
There's a really hot bartender there.
There is. What's her name? Oh, it's Zach.
Zach? Bro, what's
she's
going
really
on?
Cute.
She's totes adorbs.
She's the biggest rack.
And, yeah, what's going on that night at Opera?
Actually, Aaron, you're going to love this. Electronic DJ legend ATB is going to be
ATB.
Wow. Go to the website, use promo code Center, save 10% on tickets. And then to wrap up the weekend, Discotheque Saturdays, Tongue and Groove with DJ Helena. And we've got Dak Patrick opening up for her. And man, wow, bring up.
They're both so pretty.
So pretty.
Both
and
of
big
them.
Props to TNG last night. Patrick and I, we closed it down. It was DJ Bam Bam. Yeah. It was awesome. I did steal his shit. So we had a good time. Shoot. And go to the website, put in the promo code.
All right, well, let's go ahead and jump into the episode, the blackout episode, which is a perfect for Kyle to come in here, because Kyle actually is sober now. He doesn't do any drinking. And apparently the first story is one that kind of helped lead to that. And we're calling it Tijuana Go to a Donkey Show.
I was in a frat, and actually I'm going to say it. It's Pi Kappa Alpha, so they party really, really hard.
Yes. I was in a black fraternity called Papa Kappa.
Jesus.
And okay. We decide we're going to go to Savannah. Grab the nearest handle of alcohol, which this evening happened to be Everclear. Bad idea.
Oh, sweet.
And then we begin to play Never Have I Ever because it's such a long drive down there.
Oh, God.
Right.
And you surly motherfuckers, like, that game will last forever. Like,
exactly.
I could see Kyle just, no, you lose in 5 seconds, man.
I was driving.
Oh, you were the less
that's safe.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
At that's the time.
Did y'all ever think that maybe just turning on the radio to pass the time?
Why would you do that? So we're about 15, 20 minutes in, and we already have to stop at a liquor store and get more booze.
Oh, nice.
An entire handle of Everclear is gone. At this point in time, I am still driving. So what does this tell you about the other
Let me
people?
Tell you something. From what I'm hearing, it doesn't sound like you're actually driving. Yes, you were behind the wheel and the vehicle is going, but you are not actively driving.
No, Jesus has stopped being your co-pilot and kind of taken over the yoke.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Now, for any of you out here that are taking this literally, please do not let go of the steering wheel.
Jesus doesn't have you.
Cruise control only regulates speed.
Okay. Well, you know, right?
My Jesus keeps yoking it into the ditch.
We pull over. We make the other bright decision to switch to Goldschlager. We figure, you know,
that's healthier.
It's sweeter. It doesn't burn as much on the way down.
I don't understand your alcohol budget, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Just going to let you know.
I'm going to go from the cheapest liquor on the market to something that has flakes of gold in it.
Right? Why do they put that in there anyways?
Gangsta. Right? Gangsta.
Well, this was all paid for by one of my pledge brother's fathers who made the mistake of giving him an Amex on the way down to school.
Seriously. Oh. Nice. I mean, awesome.
Yeah, and that whole no limit thing, that's a lie. They do cut it off at some point.
Yeah. So there were $6,000 in charges in 2 hours.
Yeah, 6,
yeah,
000.
Shut it down. Shut it down now.
Shut it down.
So we make it down. Well, we first off, we wander through. I don't know if you've ever been to Savannah. Yeah. There's quite a few little dark alleys to turn down and get lost in.
Yeah.
And some of those hide some very seedy bars in them, which we managed to find everyone.
Those
on
are the best ones, yeah.
Right? We found everyone on the
because you're going to find the best characters in those.
Exactly. You just go in there. You may not belong, but just ask them, hey, I was looking for the saltwater taffy place. Where am I? It seems to diffuse all the tension.
Life hack.
We wander. We get down there. And one of my fraternity brothers, whose nickname is Boner, and...
He's one in every frat.
Right?
Wasn't he on Growing Pains?
But he happens to be rather broke. And by rather broke, I mean he eats ramen noodle every day, dry. Couldn't pay the water bill, kind of broke.
I can steal ramen noodles easily.
And at this point, you're all saying, why on earth do we hang out with this kid? You know, you're
gonna I know exactly why.
He does dumb shit. You can make him do anything you want for a beer.
For a dollar.
Right? So we made the mistake, it's still sunlight, of betting this kid that he's not going to jerk off in the river right on River Street.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if you haven't been to Savannah, man, River Street's like the thing. That's
right?
Like their thing.
That's exactly. Their focus point is River Street.
Jesus Christ.
The jewel of the town. And we're telling him to whip out his dick and start jerking off into the river. All these families around taking pictures.
Okay, what see, I kept picturing it late at night. Apparently, it's like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 5 in the
okay,
evening.
So you're in your second handle of alcohol, the first one, which was Everclear. Now you're on fucking Goldschlager. And then.
All right, so you got your buddy jerking off right. In front of families on River Street.
Right. I feel bad for the family taking the photo next to him, but they seem not to notice. I think it was the guy at the development. I love it.
They're going to be looking through their family album later. I'll be like, what the fuck is that guy behind us?
What is that in his hand? Why is he smiling?
Why does he keep mushrooms in his pocket?
His toes are curling.
Who knows how much alcohol we've ingested? I haven't slept in a few days. We've been snorting all of my Ritalin. There's a lot of other things leading into this situation. I remember getting in a fight and then nothing. Nothing.
So you lost.
So this is when the blackout.
No clue. I don't remember anything. Fade to black. We're bringing it back. All I see, my fucking sandals are no longer on my feet. I'm wearing, I don't even know what kind of shoes, nor where they came from. I might have
stabbed a drifter and took his shoes.
It could have happened. It could have happened. I did pass through New Orleans. So anyways, I fade into these shoes. I come in, and all I can hear is Spanish in the background. I'm like, what the fuck? Someone's tapping me on the shoulder. I immediately look up, and the first vision I have.
When your eyes clear up.
Eyes are starting to, they're a little foggy. I do the little rub because I'm not sure what I'm seeing. And there is this chick just taking the full 2-3 feet of donkey dick right in front of me. So let me recap. I have just gotten in a fight in Savannah and woken up at a donkey show.
Is there a time frame? Like, do you have a...
No, none at all. Like, I have no idea how I got from there to there.
These things happen.
It just happened.
But, like,
was it night, morning, afternoon?
I was inside. I mean, you don't do a donkey show out in the open.
you jerk off into a river in the open. You don't fuck an animal.
Jesus Christ.
Well, the animal was fucking her, but... Semantics, right?
Honestly. Yeah. All right. Potato.
Right.
There's your Irish joke for you.
Zing!
So at this point, I'm worried. I'm looking around. There are people standing next to me, looking at me, talking to me in Spanish as if I'm going to respond to them in Spanish.
Oh my God.
I mean, one guy literally had one of my fraternity shirts on.
I'm like, you might trade him for shoes or something.
Maybe. That's how I got the shoes and the sweet button-up I was wearing. I am in another country with no identification. Nothing in my pockets except for the key to a cheap motel room, which is what
sounds like a fucking movie.
And I have no idea what's going on. None. These people are talking to me in Spanish, and I'm responding in English, and they're looking at me like I'm an alien.
Right. You're out of line.
Right? I'm like,
They're watching a donkey show with you, and you're the fucking weirdo.
Right?
Why are you being a dick, Kyle?
But at this point, I can't be sure that it wasn't my idea to go to the donkey show. I was blacked out. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out where the fuck I am. I'm like, how the fuck am I getting out of here? These guys look like I came with them. Am I paying a tab? Did I already pay to see this woman get sodomized by a donkey?
I'm not paying for this twice.
So I slowly...
Did I use my friend's dad's credit card to watch this?
I wish. There was the back of a VW Bug being pulled around like a rickshaw by a donkey outside of here.
So the donkey had two jobs?
It was a different donkey. I mean, he may have been the stunt cock.
Stunt cock! What you're saying is donkeys get a lot of work down south.
Apparently.
I don't have a donkey immigration problem.
Not at all. They are not running for the border. I mean, would you?
She was having her fourth meal.
So at this point, the only thing I have to go on is that nobody around me speaks English. None of them look white. And all I have is a motel room key.
That's the adventure.
So it begins. So I start wandering around this town. People are literally saying hola to me. They know my name. One man actually tips his hat at me out of respect. I'm like, fuck, how long have I been here?
Apparently, what did I do to earn this respect?
Apparently, Kyle's the mayor now. He's wearing a sash. He's like, what the fuck happened?
Something's going on.
And that woman was defiling your wife.
So anyways, but by the way, the guy didn't have any shoes on who tipped his hat, so it's not that much respect.
Well, you took his shoes.
I never put two and two together. Maybe that's it. So I'm
they knew your name because you were shouting it at him when you were stealing his shoes. Don't forget Kyle.
Kyle, bitch.
El Presidente Kyle.
Viva el Presidente.
Viva la NASA.
Anyways, I make it across town and I finally find this motel. So I'm wandering through. I'm walking through this place. So I finally find the room. I open the door up. There in the bed is some Mexican woman, half covered by a blanket.
You mean your wife?
No, thankfully.
Rosalita was waiting.
We're not in Vegas. And she's covered in a white substance. Not a gooey white substance, a powdery white substance.
It's dried out.
But anyways, I walk into this room. There's in white stuff on her. I walk over. I rub it. I'm like, I know what this is, and immediately do a nummy. So I'm like, I'm looking around thinking I'm going to find my wallet. I'm going to find something. Yeah, maybe jackpot. Some receipts.
Maybe more answers, yeah.
Only thing I find in this room is a stack of pesos and a freezer bag full of rocked up cocaine. And this half-naked stripper.
There could be, I mean, it could be worse.
Well, it looks like you're Mexican. What are you doing here?
Right, exactly. So I pick up the bag of cocaine like any sane person would have done and immediately did a line. I'm worried, at this point.
I got to sort this shit out right now.
I got to sharpen up my mind. Okay.
When you finished the bag of coke, what happened after that?
Me and Rosalita may have hung out a little bit before I needed to leave.
Free of charge.
But I did not finish the bag of cocaine. I actually proceeded to sell that to locals trying to get enough money so I could complete the paperwork to get a passport to get back into the U.S.
It's a fucking coke dealing Bible, dude.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
You were a coke dealer out of necessity and...
fucking American tale gone wrong,
right?
This is a better story than Fievel's bullshit,
right?
Seriously.
Rosalita's in mine.
Be creative, Fievel.
We're going to go to the second story is Nick's story, and we're calling it, man, it's blackout in this K-hole.
I was working Bedlam. A buddy of mine was running the door, so I was working with him. And he's like, yeah, I know of an after party. Let's go over there. And I'm like, all right, dude, I'll drive. Mm-hmm. And he starts to pull out the stuff. And I thought, I mean, I was young, experimenting. I was like, well, what is that, a little cocaine or something like that? And he's like, actually, no, this is K. And I'm like, K.
Okay.
What is that? He's like, it's ketamine. And I'm like, well,
What does it do? Is it like, is it, what direction is it? Up? Is it down? I mean, what am I going to do?
More sideways.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, no, this is going to twist you. Like,
it's, you know, more spirally.
Yeah, this is not going to be fun. I'm like, no, that's great. I'll try it. It sounds like my kind of party. And he was like, but don't take a lot. You know, that was his one caveat. He's like, don't take a lot. And I'm like,
don't do it, Dewey.
So he does like, he pulls it out of, like, I guess like a dollar or something. It was all, you know, a little crack wrap.
Here's
dollar.
The thing. It's a, when someone, you've already admitted you don't know what this is, and then he tells you don't take a lot. You don't understand what a lot or a little is on a new drug.
Like, I would have asked that.
Yeah, I was like that's
like, what's a lot?
Aaron can attest that didn't even cross my mind. My whole mind thought was
fucked up.
Let's do it.
I'll take whatever you're willing to allow me to have.
He gave me a bag. I took a bag.
I'll have two, please.
Yeah. Just take it out to whatever's going to kill me. And just back it up just a little
bit.
We're
going to bump it down a little bit.
Just ease it off of that. Ease it off the little death part. So, like I said, we're sitting there, and he pulls out this dollar, and it's all folded up in dollar, and he's like a fucking origami ninja with that shit. And he does this crazy, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, fucking tells my future and opens it up, and then there's like a little line of this ketamine.
Right.
And I'm not knowing that this is a fucking cat tranquilizer at this point. You know, I'm just like, oh, this is some party rave drug. Let me try it. That's cool. I'll try it. And he's like, dude, that was too much.
Yeah.
He's like, dude. That's the last thing you want to hear right after you try something for the first time.
I can't do anything about it. You've just told me I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Just
walk me through it.
Ketamine never appears in a line. Just
I didn't know that either, dude. This is, I was a kid, man. It was like, I didn't know bumps were bumps. I didn't even know you called it that kind of shit. I was like, and I'm just powering down, dude. Like, you pulled my fucking batteries out. So we walk through the front door, and I walk into this after party, and it's fucking full of people. I walk in, I see the bed, and the ketamine is just fucking taking its grip, dude. It's pulling me under. And I just kind of crumble and face, shoulder, everything. Oof. Plant into this fucking bed in the middle of the fucking party. In the middle of a party, a packed party. Packed after party. People are all drugged up, having a good time, listening to rave music. Oh, there's Nick. Boom. Passed out face first on the fucking floor. The fucking thing about ketamine, though, is whenever it tranquilizes you, you pass out, but you don't pass out all the way. You know, you're still awake. Eyes are fucking shut. They're not coming open. But you can still hear, and you can feel. And I could hear a party going on. It sounded like a fucking cool party that I wasn't part of anymore. And I remember this guy, like, people are picking me up and trying to, like, cart me off into the back. So they're taking me back to, like, disposing of me, so I'm not in the way.
They're literally taking you to a room just to dump you like
that. They are. They're like, you know what? This part of the party sucks. And throw it in the back.
This one smells.
So, and it's, while it happened,
not
like,
a fresh party anymore.
You know, I've had my chain wallet my whole life, so my wallet's falling out. One of my buddies, I can hear him. No, he stuffs my wallet in my front pocket, and for some weird reason, he's, like, pitching my leg, and I can hear him, and he's like, dude, you're in a K-hole, man. You're in a K-hole. And I still didn't know what the fuck that was. Apparently, I was in it.
You're in a K-hole. I'm going to take your shirt off.
To you, really.
Yeah, it was sweaty. So... So
somebody hit me a ladder.
So
I hate it in here. Sweaty.
I had gone into a K-hole. They throw me in the back room. It's at this girl's house who has children. I guess, you know, she was partying while the kids
got Pensacola. What up?
Yeah, and then the kids came back in the morning, but there's still remnants of a fucking after party there, right?
So, okay, so some people are starting to come up.
So there was like three people there maybe, and these two little girls having like fucking Hot Wheel races down my fucking leg. I'm like, you know, and I peel up in my eyes.
Sounds so wrong.
It was terrible. And I look, and I'm trying to assess what's going on. I look at those girls, and I'm like, hey, ladies, I'm going to need to see some ID.
You're like right back at the bouncing. You're like, oh, yeah. If you want a wristband, you're going to need to see some ID.
So let's say I don't do K. That stuff's not fun.
Yeah, you're not good at it. That's very obvious.
K is for cats. I know now.
All right, the last story we were going into is Kyle's story. It's called She's Not a Urinal, But Close Enough.
Dating.
All right, now, this is not me, by the way. This is a friend of mine who will remain nameless.
Sure, friend, air quotes.
The other thing is that I'm about a year sober at this point, so I'm literally watching all of this happen. There's not a moment I'm missing. I'm seeing the very large, fat women that he is entertaining going home with. I am seeing the poor decisions he's making. I have no idea what kind of drugs this guy has ingested at this point, but there is flailing. There are fat women being groped. It is an uncomfortable situation for everyone involved, especially him. He looked very comfortable in it, which is the worrisome part.
Yeah.
So we try to leave him there. So we get him over in the corner, and he's about, you know, I mean, he's having his fun with his larger women friends,
right.
And he thinks they're skinny, I'm sure, at this point, I hope. And we make our way out, and we're like, fuck it, we're going to Titty Bar.
Right.
All right? Because that comes out of my mouth at least 10 times a day. Fuck it, let's go to the Titty
Whenever
Bar.
Whenever I see you out, like, you know, Tongue Groove or something like that, you're always, it seems to be on your way to a Titty Bar. And
he said that today.
Yeah, before we recorded this, he said it half a dozen times.
Yeah, he kept talking about the Titty Bar. He's holding, you know, his ones right now at the table. Right?
But like a player, he's got the 20 wrapped around all the ones.
Hey, there's a lot more 20s in there. Uh-huh. You're cool. So we're jumping in a cab, and we're heading to Tattletales.
Perfect.
All right. We're like, he'll be fine. He'll pass out. They'll throw him out front. Hopefully, he'll land on his stomach so he doesn't choke in his own vomit. We'll see him tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Hey. He was kind of late on rent a lot. I mean, it wouldn't have been a tragedy. That's horrible. But I mean it. I totally agree.
So horrible because I really feel what I'm saying right,
right.
now.
I mean,
I'm sorry,
does that
I'm
make
not
me
sorry.
A bad person? Don't answer that. So we're in the cab. We're on our way there. And we hear some ruckus over the radio as well from coming from another cab driver going back to dispatch and everything like that. Something about vomit. So we get to Tattletales. We get inside Tattletales. We're partying. And all of a sudden, this kid walks straight through the door.
The kid you just abandoned?
Yeah. Vomit down his t-shirt. So we now immediately know he made it into that cab. And there was vomit everywhere.
And they let him in?
They let him in.
I mean, well, what do? You're midway there. The guy's got cash to pay for the tab, pay for the taxi.
Tattletales let him in with vomit all over him?
It's Tattletales, bro.
Dude, this is 2003. This is like 11 years ago.
Tattletales.
All right, that's my fault.
It's right? different level of scrutiny.
I mean, they've cleaned it up a little bit. Not really. That just means they kind of dry clean something. I don't know why.
We'll be hung up air fresheners.
Right? For pine trees.
Freshly polished poles.
We couldn't tell. All right, so he walks in. Walks in covered in vomit. First off, they've let him in. Like you said, why are they letting a guy in who has vomit up?
This seems like
shirt?
A problem that we're letting in.
Once again, it has to do with the fact that he has a handful of money. So somehow he convinces this one girl to go to VIP with him.
Right.
Holy
the kid
God.
Has nothing more than $75. I'm like, how the fuck? He can't even form a sentence, but he's somehow convinced one of these strippers, and that tells you the kind of quality they have.
That's
there.
How charming Aaron can get sometimes.
Right?
He's making no sense.
None at all.
$75.
It's $75 gets her into the VIP.
Yeah,
so he gets in there, and this is told from his perspective, because I did not see this part. I saw the aftermath.
Right.
And the aftermath was a gentleman walking out of there with his pants around his ankles.
Waddling out of there.
And more vomit. More vomit down his shirt. So,
nice.
Here's how it went. He sits down in there. He's getting a dance, anything like that. She's like, you know, for this much, I can do this. For this much, I can do this. And he somehow musters up the words to say he wanted to go all the way with this girl. You know, she like giving him a little fellatio.
Right.
Leading to her putting on a condom with her mouth, which is a life skill, ladies. If you can do
it
that.
Is.
Life hack.
That is the only way I'm putting on a condom anyways. So
that's how I put my condom on. I blow it onto my own dick.
Right? And ladies, if you believe that.
If a girl is not turned on by that, then she doesn't need to be here.
All right. So. And, you know, she climbs up in his lap, and they're going. And the girl is going at, and then all of a sudden you see her face, and she's like, huh? Huh? And then all over this stripper. This chick is naked, riding his dick, screaming, not only because she's been vomited on, but as she begins to fall back off of him, an arc of golden shower comes flying up.
So he's pissing
inside her. And I know you're all saying, where's the condom? We still don't know.
So her tricky vagina pulled the condom off and then...
Or it could have been the pressure from the pee he had to take. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, my God. This guy is
science.
This guy's my hero. And I hate him, and he should go.
So he's vomited on a stripper and peed inside of her.
Oh, good God.
God, $75. What a value.
Right? So the moral of the story is, if you are doing strip clubs on a budget, Tattletales is your joint.
That's your play. You can pretty much do damn near anything out there.
For $75 11 years ago.
Sweet. Jump in your DeLorean and bring $75.
Right, come on now, plug.
All right, now we've had several requests, and I've talked to a couple people about the show, and they really enjoy it, but they always kind of feel like we end the show kind of abruptly. We just kind of get done with the story, we laugh, and then I say bye. Well, I came up with this new segment we're going to start calling The Vent.
I hate this segment.
Right, so every time I say The Vent.
I hate this segment.
Aaron's going to say that, but anyway.
Because I hate it.
Yeah,
that's why I say that.
This is
time.
Where we start pissing about the shit that pisses us off. It's never going to be racist. It's never going to be sexist or anti-Semitic. But it might be racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. Right. So really, just anything you want to talk about, anything you want to get a chance, it could be just the dumbest shit. Like someone cut you off in traffic, and you want to be mad about it. Anybody got anything they want?
Well, I actually had something that just happened on the way here when I went to Publix. And I was waiting behind this hipster in line, and he was wearing a Gaddis jersey. And I said, or not jersey, but just a shirt. I was like, oh, dude, sweet Gaddis shirt. And he turned around. He's like, this is a Jose Blanco shirt.
Oh, he didn't even know what Oso Blanco was. He didn't get that.
No, not Oso Blanco. Jose Blanco.
Jose Blanco.
He's like, no, dude. It's a Jose Blanco jersey.
Oh, God. Hipsters can really ruin everything. It was so fun. And they made MJQ horrible. Now they're fucking up with the fucking Jersey bullshit.
That's scavenged down.
Anybody else got something they want to bitch about? I got something I want to bitch about. I'm going to talk about it right now. At first, I didn't know what I was going to bitch about in this segment. And then on Thursday, I immediately had a problem. And I got in a car accident. Fairly bad car accident. Totaled the car.
I'm glad you're okay.
Fuck that being okay. This person, because I'm going to let you guess the gender and the race of this person that cut out in front of us.
Asian woman.
A Thai man boy.
Asian woman. I think that's the big win right there. Asian woman pulls out in her Mercedes, and I'm in my dad's work van, which is heavy as fuck. It's got a big carpet cleaning machine in it. I'm in the passenger seat. My dad's driving. She comes bolting out, and our truck is heavy as fuck. We're going 35 miles an hour and come to an immediate stop, slamming into the front of her car. Fuck it all up. And the cops get there, and my dad's back's kind of fucked up. My shoulder's hurt. I fucking jam my knee into the goddamn dash. I immediately hop out of the truck. Right after the accident, I hop out of the truck. I run over to see, make sure she's okay. Right when I notice it's an Asian woman, I kind of start laughing. Because, like, she's just perpetuating the goddamn stereotype. I get done with the cops and everything. They're towing off both the cars and shit. And the cop comes over and goes, well, here's the accident report. This is her insurance and everything like that. The witnesses agree with the story that y'all gave us. She's at fault, but she's not taking the blame right now, but they'll figure that out in court. I'm like, holy shit, she doesn't even want to take the fuck. I'm immediately get mad, and the cop immediately realizes, well, he's so pissed, I'm going to hang around because I don't want this guy just screaming at an Asian woman in the middle of the road. Because I was going to yell at her and her stupid Asian husband or I don't fucking know.
And their German car. And
the goddamn German car. I'm like, you're not even supposed to be in that car. That doesn't make sense, woman. It wasn't my fault. Like, yeah, well, it was your fault.
Your impression of an Asian woman is uncanny.
It's slightly...
I feel like it was there.
Andre the Giant, you kind of Asian woman. She was good.
I was right there in the rice paddy with you.
Wow. Anybody else got something they want to bitch about?
I do. Facebook is a thing. And
I've heard of it.
And sometimes people participate on Facebook by saying things that they think are funny or appropriate or true things. And they're liars. And the other day, one of the girls in the feed, I think she's in all of our feeds, as a matter of fact, posted something like, everyone's a photographer.
Yeah. Everyone's a photographer. I mean, every chick's a model. They all have model mayhem accounts.
Yeah, look, that's why I'm like, I shouldn't have to explain the law of supply and demand.
I take dig
with breaks. Women. You all became models. All of you, every single one of you became models. And so guys, seeing a deficit in the people on the other side of the camera, decided to fill that with very expensive equipment.
Is that because we're now photographers?
I'm a photographer and I'm super pro. Super pro, you don't even
know. The camera's more pro than we
have
are.
Have you figured out all the buttons yet? Yeah.
Look, there's one button that goes click, and then we have
and
to figure
the
out.
And the rest of them is no, they're yep. Miscellaneous, whatever.
And doodadgery and
doodadgery.
Gidjadger. Look, and you put the things on the stuff, and then you press the button.
Are you making fun of me?
Everyone's a model.
Is that all you
Since
really want to say?
2005. Thanks, Tom at MySpace.
Yeah, everybody's first friend.
All right.
It wasn't
Nick,
mine.
Do you got anything to bitch about? You're always bitching.
I'm always bitching about flats. You know, same shit. I hate them.
Kyle, got anything? He gets pissed when girls show up at the club just wearing flats.
Last night was atrocious.
What if
flats
she's 6 foot six? Fucking,
I don't care. I will climb up there and fuck them. That's a challenge. Jesus, rock on, man. Fucking Valhalla. Let's rock it. You know what I mean? But fuck, dude.
Have you ever seen Cliffhanger?
I don't. That, and I don't want to see a fucking piece of toilet paper stuck to your shoe while you're on the go-go box trying to be sexy.
You're sexy in your flip-flops.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, well, you know, that was some good bitching. I really appreciate that, guys. All right, if you have some story you want to bitch about or get off your chest, email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.